ЦУП Москвы в канале СГ-2 для Андрея по сепарации.
Включил СГ-2.
Доброе утро. Есть минутка по сепарации переговорить?
Да, доброе утро, Антон. Да, конечно, я готов.
Тогда я передаю слово ребятам.
Доброе утро, Андрей. На связи Артем.
Да, Артем, доброе утро.
Хотел сказать, что у нас маленькое изменение в радиограмме на странице 3, где мы выполняем промывку контура урины. Там теперь у нас стоит полз. Ага, да, сейчас.
Да, полз где?
Вот, у нас стоит полз кнопка стоп. Значит, основной посыл такой, что мы ожидаем вашего доклада, сколько у нас жидкости в установленной ЕДВУ. Вот, и, соответственно, посыл в том, что если она прям полная, то есть там 20 литров, и чувствуется в ней, ну, как будто небольшой избыток, то промывку мы выполняем до погасания маркера. А, соответственно, если в ЕДВУ, ну, как примерно вы докладываете, иногда там около 18 литров, или чувствуется, что она, ну, не прям совсем полная, то тогда, как мы до этого делали, промывку выполняем в течение 30 секунд. Вот. То есть, что мы на связи, на всякий случай все это продублируем.
Ой, спасибо большое за такую подсказку, действительно, потому что, когда привыкаешь работать долго по одному моменту, можно что-то и пропустить. Так что большое спасибо, я буду иметь в виду, ну и в любом случае буду к этому моменту на связи. Спасибо.
Все, принято, спасибо, если что, мы на связи.
Да, хорошо, продолжаем.
Пропуск МКС в СГ-2 по сепарации.
Отвечаем в СГ-2.
Артем, я готов к промывке контура урины. Значит, ЕДВ 15-18, она у меня полная, но при этом спокойно она входит в корпус ЕДВ, сам мешок. Так что полная, но не совсем прям, чтобы не влазила обратно в корпус, как приняли.
Хорошо, принято, но давайте все равно сегодня сделаем промывку контура урины до погасания маркера.
Хорошо, принял. Выполняю промывку контура урины до погасания маркера.
Верно.
Включил промывку.
Принято.
Промывка выполнена. Маркер погас. Минута 45.
Да. И можем продолжать дальше к третьему пункту.
Я выполняю пуск в автоматическом режиме.
Ожидаем выхода на дистилляцию.
Да, так точно выполнил пуск, ожидаю выхода на дистилляцию. Station
94, blood drop. What space ground would you like to be on to communicate with ground?
Station Huntsville, you can find your med trainer and PD on Station 94.
Happy 4, switching now.
Тут после МКС, СГ-2, по дистилляции, по сепарации.
Отвечаем в СГ-2.
Артем, система находится в дистилляции, замечаний нет по датчикам, замечаний нет, все как в радиограмме, единственное предупреждение, конденсат некачественный, это все.
Все отлично принято, и еще забыл вас спросить, в демонтированной ЕДВУ 463, сколько осталось у нас примерно жидкости?
Да, остаток порядка 3 литров.
Принято, все отлично, спасибо системе, оставляем работать, и далее по форме 24 у нас будет запуск второго цикла дистилляции.
Да, хорошо, принял. Дальше по форуму 24. И фотографии я в конце дня вместе с лог-файлом сброшу по ШСС.
Да, хорошо, принято. Все, спасибо.
Спасибо.
И дальнейшее общение в СГ-1 у нас будет по сепарации.
Station Houston, no response required. Space to ground 2 has been normalized.
Station copies, USOS going back to 2.
Standing station, Jackson on the deuce, looking for an early go for Dragon Eye Watch charge.
You are go to do that early.
Awesome, thank you, sir.
Munich from Sophia 2 for your six questions.
And Munich is Sophia 2. Go ahead, Sophie.
One question for the Eurosuit prep. So I understand from this morning comment in the DPC that I should start wearing the Eurosuit with normal clothes. Is that correct?
That is correct, Sophie.
And this is a quick other question. Will I have to get changed at some point, or do I perform all the activity with a normal clothes underneath?
And Sophie, this we need to check with the experts that are not yet on console, so we take it offline.
Okay, I'd be happy to have the answer whenever you have a chance, and no rush for the answer, but thank you.
And Sophie, and while I have you, we saw also your crew notes regarding the Easy Motion C2 session, and actually there's no dedicated charge activity for now, as one charge is good for six sessions. There will be a dedicated session for prior your seventh session, and if you want to take a look also, there are three LEDs on the power box, and if the battery charge would be low, the right LED would be blinking very fast.
Okay, thank you very much. So I understand no need to recharge before the next session. That's good. That's what I wanted to know. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for your support.
I'm still Sophie on 2 for NanoRacks Deployer.
Sophie, I'm still with you on 2.
Quick question. I would be ready to start the CubeSat Deployer maintenance activity right now. And would you be able or willing to start early? And as well, I just have prepared Note 2 Cam 2. And if you want to follow along whenever you decide the start of the activity, I'll be happy to do that too.
Okay, copy all, Sophie, and checking.
Okay.
Station Huntsville on Spaceground 2 for Sophie and CubeSat.
Sophie's with you on 2.
Thank you for the offer. We are ready to support if you'd like to get started on that maintenance activity now. And KU may be a little bit spotty, but we will also take you up on the offer for the Node 2 camera.
Great. And also, since I love maintenance activities, and I will start a recording as well. And you'll let me know if you're okay to publish this recording. But at least I will send it to your team, to your ground teams for review. So it's going to be a nice memory.
Okay, copy. All, Sophie, thank you.
Houston, station on 2, starting TOCA water sample analysis and checking to see if you have done steps 1 and 2 of 2.6.830.
Good question, Anil. Steps 1 and 2 are verified. You're good to pick up in step 3.
Awesome. Thank you.
I'm from Sophie and 2 for Deployer.
With you, Sophie.
It seems that it's a slightly different design that we were expecting in step 1, decimal 8. So actually the 3 millimeters hex head doesn't fit. So I'm going to try with several others. I think it should be at least 2 or even below, maybe 1.5.
Okay, copy. The 3 millimeter hex head does not fit. Please let us know what you figure out.
Luke, Huntsville from Sophie. 2 is the right size, 2 millimeters.
Copy. 2 millimeter hex head is the right size.
Huntsville from Sophie.
Sophie, with you on 2?
Yeah, for removing the first cable, it worked really well with a number 2 long torque driver for the 2 initial bolts, screws that are on the front, on the side of the door. For the other one, I will need at least a number 4. I don't know why it's not the same, but I'll go get one and I'll be back in a minute.
Okay, copy. Thank you, Sophie. 4 millimeter.
And so from Sophie, success with so it's for the top right quadrant. I needed a number 4 long torque driver, and it worked perfectly fine.
Copy. copy. Good news, Sophie. The top right quad, 4 millimeter long torque driver.
Sensation on 2 for ultrasound.
And so is with you, Jessica.
Just checking if we're going to be on 3 or 4 for these activities.
You will meet Rebecca and Hong on stage ground 4.
Okay, we'll be on 4. We are just getting electrodes on now, and I see we get KU back in a few minutes, so we'll be ready to go.
Chris on 2. Just wondering if there's any issue with doing my Merlin desiccant swap a little early.
Huntsville's with you, Chris. We're checking. Station Huntsville 4, Jessica, an ultrasound.
Good.
We have kept KU a little bit longer, so you are good to start the ultrasound activity whenever you're ready.
Okay, copy. I'll call them on 4. Thanks.
Station Huntsville for Chris and Merlin.
Chris on 2 for Merlin.
Thank you for the call, and you are good to start early.
Copy. Good to start early. I'll get that started in a little bit. Thank you.
Huntsville from Sophie on 2.
Sophie, Huntsville's with you on 2.
One of the screws would not go away, so I had to use the technique of a nitrile glue between the driver and the screw, and it finally worked. I'm very happy this technique worked.
Copy, that's great news.
Huntsville from Sophie on 2.
With you on 2, Sophie.
So, interesting fact, the doors, so I'm at step 1.11, and I'm supposed to secure the door closed with a thumb screw that I used initially that was used for securing the doors closed. Actually, the thumb screw was screwed into a hole which has no threading, but and went to the piece of hardware that I removed that goes with the cable. So I tend to think that I'm not going to be able, unless we find a specific bolt, as the right size, and then we use it. But for now, the bolt would be free-floating. The thumb screw would be free-floating.
Okay, copy, Sophie. I did walk you a little bit into a handover, so we missed some of the end of what you said, but what we copied was that the thumb screw that you removed was screwed into part of the cable that was also removed. So for right now, we don't have anywhere to put that thumb screw, so we are checking, and we'll get back to you with an answer.
Yeah, that's a fantastically good read back, congrats. If you only had part of the message, you actually got all of the understanding, so great. And so I'm moving on to step 2. In order for you to have more time to think about this question.
Copy, Sophie, and thank you for the extra time.
Huntsville, Chris on 2 for Merlin drawer install step 5, looking for some guidance and advice. I'm having no joy with getting the locking mechanisms to actually move up. I've been moving, trying to reposition the drawer, but they just really don't want to move up and lock.
Huntsville's with you on 2, Chris. Give me a moment to get you an answer.
Huntsville from Chris, just some more details. The drawer's in, it seems fully in, and I've tried several different depths of inserting it. I can push the buttons down, but the slider will not move up at all.
Copy the additional clarification, and we're still working on an answer. Station Huntsville on Space Ground 2 for Sophie, and keep that.
Houston Station, that's on 2 for ATH Arch.
Sophie, you want it?
Sophie, you are good to secure those doors with Kapton tape. You do not need to use the thumb screw.
Copy. Do you want me to leave the thumb screws inside, or Kapton tape inside maybe, so that they don't get lost?
Those can go into the trash bag. They're going to be trashed with the deployer.
Oh, okay. So deployer is trashed. Okay. Copy.
Huntsville, Chris on 2. I've got Gem Cam 1 up looking at the Merlin, if that's any help to you. I can say this drawer, even without those locks in, it's not going anywhere unless you really yank on it. I don't know if it's actually necessary to lock it in, but that was, of course, over to you guys.
Chris, we do have one thing for you to try, which is if you hold the lever up and push the button simultaneously, you should see some movement, but let us know if that does not work.
Yeah, that's what I've been doing, and it doesn't move at all. The lever, I think it's the alignment. I guess the tolerances are just super tight, but
You hold the button down, and you try to push the lever up, and the lever just doesn't move at all.
Okay, copy. We will continue thinking on it. We'll get you an answer. Station Huntsville on Space Ground 2 for Chris and Merlin.
Chris on 2.
We see you on video, so thank you for the offer. So two things to try is to fully remove the drawer and try to engage the levers. We're going to be watching to see what that does. And then alternately, Jack had a similar issue when he was working on it, and what he tried was pushing and holding the buttons and then wiggling.
Okay, yeah, I mean, that's what I've been doing. So, you know, this is the, so it does, you know, the levers do, at least on the right, does deploy up. But, yeah, this mechanism is really not fantastic.
Copy, Chris, and we're watching along.
So, Chris, on two, I managed to get one up. The other one is kind of stuck halfway. I'll keep working on it. But, I mean, you have to put in a significant amount of force to wiggle this. It's, it does not feel like the appropriate amount of force to be putting into this hardware or this rack. And Chris, on two, I was able to get it with quite a significant amount of wiggling. I would just keep a note of that. That felt pretty off nominal for what was required to put that in.
Chris, good news and well done. We were still scratching our heads down here, so thank you very much for getting that to work, and we will take this video and take some notes for next time.
Yeah, I mean, to just kind of put it in perspective, like the amount of force I was having to pull on this Merlin drawer, I mean, it was making the whole rack shake back and forth pretty significantly, even with trying to, you know, do counterforce. So I think something's not quite right with it.
We copy all, and we did see that, and thank you again for your effort.
No worries.
So from Sophie for Deployer.
With you on two, Sophie.
Yes, I've tried several options. I'm still working on the MLA cover screw right now, and for now, no success. So I've tried different options with Leatherman, with a sort of a gap filler. For now, I'm still working on it, and I'm still being a little bit creative since I know that this thing is going to be trashed. But for now, just wanted to let you know, no success.
Sophie on two, copy all. We appreciate your creativity. And just as a reminder, we would like you in PPE for this step two.
Yeah, that's true. I had them initially, and then I removed them for Fusenberg, and thank you for the reminder. I'll put them back.
The station Munich on Space to Ground 2 for a Neon and Relax Pro saliva sample. And Station Munich on Spacecon 2 for a Neil and Relax Pro saliva sample.
And those will be on 2.
Here, Neil, I actually forgot to mention during morning DPC that for the Relax Pro saliva sampling, the preferred sampling time is actually in the morning. So therefore, if you don't mind, you would like that you actually perform the saliva sample as soon as possible within the 1 hour constraint of not eating anything before. How copy?
Copy, and I just did it, so it's done.
Anil, you read my mind. Thanks so much. And if you can please report the barcodes of the Saluvet and Ziploc, that would be appreciated, as well as the collection time. You can also leave this via a crew note.
It's in the crew note. Collection time is now, and I'll just report it for you just in case. The bag is 07 Romeo Lima X-ray 118 Echo, and the saliva collection is 06 Romeo Lima X-ray 083 Echo.
And mini copies. Thanks a lot again.
Thank you for your understanding and reschedule.
Pencil from Sophie on 2 for MLA cover and stuck screw.
Sophie, with you on 2.
After more than 15 minutes of trying to unscrew this one, it's still stuck. So I think I've tried several options. I think that the next step should be that we need to think about destructive methods, like screwing the back of this screw, like drilling into the back of the screw, or sewing the the fastener, but it's very tight. I would first go with the drilling in the back.
Okay. Copy all, Sophie. We will think about some next steps if you can give us a minute, and I think I do need to clarify that we are trashing the CubeSat deployer, but not the MLI. I don't know if I made that clear earlier.
I understand this, and this is why I'm suggesting this. The only thing that would be, I think this crew from this MLI is screwed. No pun intended. But so this crew is really stuck. So this crew would have to be sacrificed for something. But yeah, I understand. Only the CubeSat deployer will be trashed.
Okay, copy. Thank you, Sophie. And we are still thinking on an answer, but we'll get it back with you.
Yeah, no rush. I'm going to do the rest of the steps to first stowage of the items, knowing that we only have this list.
Copy all, and thank you, Sophie.
From Houston Station.
Houston's here.
Anil, on to you. I was just going to open up the Melody. I'm doing it off cycle, so I just wanted to give you a heads up in case there was any constraints.
Let's see, Huntsville also checked in. There's no constraints from us, but thanks for the heads up.
Awesome, thank you.
Station Huntsville on Space Ground 2 for Sophie.
Are you on 2?
We are going to need a bit more time to work on an answer for the MLI cover and the screw. I know you said you were going to keep working, but if you would like to step away from midday meal, we are good with that as well. Just let us know what you'd like to do, and thank you for your help.
No worries at all. So I probably will assign, I understand it's the end of this activity because right now all of this, I cannot do anything else. So what I suggest, like, do you think the answer will come for today or for a totally different day? Just to know if I leave it on the MWA or if I stow it back to the 4.0 CTB to give you a couple days.
We are going to try and get you an answer today, but we'll keep you posted within the next hour what we have decided.
Okay, so also just the minimum that I'm not using anymore until the end of the procedure, and yeah, feel free to give me the answer later.
Copy. Thank you very much, Sophie.
And just a question for Hans. The question for Huntsville. So we are sewing into the Ziploc bag in the four impeller cables, and this Ziploc bag is going to go into burner CTB5163. Is that correct?
Sophie, that's a good understanding.
Copy. And in the meantime, I turn off the camera, and I'll switch it on later when you have the answer.
Copy. Thank you, Sophie.
Huntsville from Sophie on
2
for CubeSat deployer.
Sophie, Huntsville's with you on 2.
Yeah, I was wondering if you had some more words for the next sections for trying to remove this MLI cover?
We don't have any more words at the moment. We're starting to engage our back rooms and our safety teams before we talk about any drilling or sawing or anything like that. If you give us about another 20, 30 minutes, I'll have a better story for you.
All right, copy. It will make sense to have all of the safety guys included, and appreciate all of this, and thank you very much. No worries. Take your time, and I'll be here when you call me.
We copy and appreciate it. Thank you, Sophie.
No worries at all, and also maybe if you want to coordinate with Munich, if they are interested in starting early to give you more time, then I could do the your suit, so my next activity early, and then have time, more time for you afterwards.
Okay, copy all. Yeah, let's see if we can juggle a few things around, and we'll get you an answer soon.
Thanks.
Station Huntsville, Space to Ground 2 for Sophie and CubeSat deployer.
Sophie, I'm 2 with you, Huntsville.
Hey, Sophie, we're about 2 minutes away from an LOS. So I'm going to go a little bit quick here. First, coordinated with Cold Flight, due to KU coverage, they don't want to go early on their activities because they have some checks to do during those activities, and they have a strong preference of KU during that time. So please go per timeline.
Copy all. Thanks a lot.
All right. Next, we've been talking with OSO, and we just want to get a better understanding of what you tried. Earlier you said you got a little creative trying to remove the bolt. OSO's next recommendation was going to be use vice grips potentially using a different hex head or a star bit. Can you give us a little more information on what you tried already?
So I tried, so between the punch that was in the stow notes and the back of the screw, I tried also with a nitrile glove, I tried also to add extra pressure with the Leatherman instead of the puncher, because like the puncher was kind of a hard to push really hard given the configuration. I also tried to grab the back of the screw with the pliers, like the of the Leatherman, but it did not work. I also tried to put some, as if I was adding an extra washer between the MLI and the metal of the structure, so that maybe I thought, okay, it's going to put more pressure, but it did not work as well. Yeah, so basically that's it. That's all I tried, because I really think the next step is going to have to be destructive.
Okay, we copy. We'll see you in 9 minutes.
Copy all, and feel free to call at the end of the LS.
So, Chris on 2 for biomonitor setup. I understand you guys want video for this task, but I was wondering if it's okay to start early, or you want me to wait for KU?
Yeah, Chris, you can go ahead and start. The video is just for awareness of the light as Pfeiffer does their commanding to the unit. So the fact that we don't have video right now, it's fine. Just as long as you get the unit in the field of view best you can.
See that? That makes sense to me. And Wilco, thanks for the early go to get started.
Station Huntsville, Spaceground 2 for Sophie and CubeSat Deployer.
Sophie's with you on 2 and ready to copy.
Hey, Sophie. So a couple more clarifying questions for you. You said that you used the Leatherman pliers to try and hold the bolt in place. Just clarifying, did the pliers themselves slip on the bolt, or did the bolt twist and turn with the pliers gripping them? I guess what we're trying to get is a better idea if a vice grip would help you in any way. Also, I know you used the nitrile glove method for your bit. Since we're dealing with a potentially stripped bit here, do you think a star bit or a larger hex head bit would be helpful?
Yeah, so actually, the head of the thumb screw, because the head is a thumb screw, and there's no problem with the grip of this head of the thumb screw. So really turning this, and we can apply a lot of torque for that. So this is not the problem. The problem is to maintain the bottom of the screw fixed. So, yeah. I mean,
okay, copy. So you're saying...
I need to get again the schematics of it.
Okay, we copy. So the captive washer at the bottom of the fastener is the problem.
Confirmed.
Copy. Thank you, Sophie. I'll call you back in a few minutes.
From Sophie for more words.
Sophie, you're in my mind. I was literally about to call you. What you got?
So I looked again, and so the captive washer, the golden color washer, is actually, I think, not the problem. The problem is that the threading is just not active anymore, and the whole thing is stuck into the threading. So because I can see the golden washer move, and the two other layers of washers they can move. The one that are supposed to stay on the MLI, these ones they can move. But the thing is that I can screw turn, but it all turns freely and is stuck freely.
Okay, copy all. That's a better understanding than we had, so appreciate it. Our next steps for you would be grabbing two vice grips and putting one on each side of the fastener and seeing if those vice grips allow you to get any better grip or pull on those items.
holding the head of the screw?
Yeah, so using one vice grip to hold the head of the screw, and then the other one to hold the captive washer, and using that, just get a nice tight grip and try and engage those threads. Do you think that would be possible?
I can try. Yeah, I can try. I'm not sure it will work, but yeah, something I haven't tried, so let's try.
Okay, yeah, please try if you don't mind. That's our last troubleshooting step that we're going to try today. If this doesn't work, we're just going to abort the activity for today and come back to it later. Best of luck.
All right, thanks a lot. And let's go.
And if you need...
Also, station on two, looking for a go for 2.004 ultrasound power off.
Anil, you are going step one.
Huntsville, Chris on two, keeping you busy. Biomonitor setup is complete. I got the camera on it. Let me know if you need any adjustments to the field of view.
And Chris, that field of view is great, exactly what we were looking for. And if you get a second, I'm sure you're already doing it, but just in case, if you could let us know what cables you used in a crew note, that'd be great.
Yep, they should already be in there in the crew note. Let me know if that doesn't come down, and I'm happy to read them off to you.
Tommy, you're amazing. Thank you. Station Huntsville, Space to Ground 2 for Sophie and CubeSat Deployer.
Sophie's with you on 2, and also quick report. So Chris gave me an extra pair of hands to try to pull in this thing, one holding one pliers and the other holding the measurement, and the third, and my other hand holding the avalanches. No, still no joy. So I think the threading is really screwed for me.
We copy all. We really appreciate you putting up with all of our suggestions. Before we get into anything destructive, we're going to have to engage our safety teams, and we'll come up with a better procedure for it. So for today, we're going to go ahead and call you off the activity so you can go ahead and abort it. And as far as cleanup goes, the deployer, the MLI, and the bubble wrap can just go back in the 4.0 TTB5184 that you got it from, put it back where you got it. The doors, you can Kapton tape them closed. Remember, it's just being trashed. We're just closing them just to make sure they're closed and it can fit places. But yeah, otherwise you can just start cleaning up.
Okay, copy. So I just for the readback, so that we're on a state page deployer with a door closed with a Kapton tape. This is already done, the deployer. And MLI goes back to 4.0.5184 as well as the Ziploc bag. Do we keep as well the thumb screws in there?
The thumb screws that you removed from the front of the deployer, those are being trashed, so those can just go in the trash bag.
Okay, trash bag, trash, and okay. And so, by the way, the 2.0 CTV and PMM 1 overhead 1, I don't have the number under my eyes right now, but the one with the pre-staged stuff for return, this one did contain the four cables that I took today from the hardware, but it's now full. So just as a heads up, this one is now full.
Okay, copy, it's full. Thank you, Sophie. If you need anything, let us know. But before we lose you to this LOS, when you come back on the other side and you start ESA activities, ColeFlight has a couple deltas for you before you start that activity. So once we come back and you start, please call ESA before you start.
Copy. We'll call ESA before I start. Thanks a lot, and thanks for doing all the coordination and everything.
Yeah, big thanks to you for trying all of our ideas.
I think we'll have to work a bit more on this, but you know what? In the end, we'll be successful, so I'm optimistic.
Us too.
Nick from Sophie on 2 for your shoot, and ready to copy the data.
Hey, Sophie, we're with you on 2. Yep, just one main delta for Eurosuit. Apologies if there was any confusion between the morning DPC words and what is in the stowage note. For the entirety of today's Eurosuit session, we would like you to only wear your normal station clothes underneath the suit.
Having your normal station clothes underneath the suit. I'll get ready, and we'll find the VCAs for you.
Okay, and if you are ready, we can go ahead and start on the privatized enablement for your PI.
Okay, let's do it.
Okay, we'll put that in work, and it will be on Space to Ground 4.
Station Houston on Space to Ground 2 for Kristen, timeline question. Yeah, we're planning to pull up the WHC UPCT R&R activity to today around 17:30. We're going to still try to have it as a handover activity with Anil, and so we're looking for your thoughts on who the other lucky plumber would be, if you guys have any preference on that.
Station Munich on Space to Ground 2 for Jack and Eurosuit.
Excellent.
Hey, Jack. Sophie is ready for your help with the photo documentation when you have a second to head down her way.
Houston, Chris on 2 for timeline.
Go ahead on 2, Chris.
Hey, just following up on the pre-treat tank R&R, Sophie has graciously volunteered to take the lead on that one, and if it works out schedule-wise, we can have that as some handover with Anil as well.
That sounds great. We'll tag up with Sophie later today, and we appreciate your help. We know it's just a few small steps for you all, but one giant leap in helping us keep the toilets running on board.
Absolutely, and that is a super important giant leap for us. So we appreciate you guys being flexible with pushing up that R&R by a little bit.
No problem.
Otherwise, we'd have to go where no one has gone before, right?
Got to do what you got to do.
It's not in my figure. Station checks.
On to Locomotive Node 2, Camp 2 for Crystal Photo.
Jack, Hunsfield with you on 2. Field of view looks good. It's just for awareness, so we can follow along with you. You're able to start. Looks good to us. Copy. Hey, Jack, Hunsfield with you on 2. Be working with the camera. Just a heads up, we were hoping to get that in portrait orientation. So if you don't mind turning it 90 degrees if you can.
Roger, it is.
Jack, Hunsfield with you on 2. We see you messing with the flashlight. If you need help, we think a steeper angle might help. Reference figure 1. We're looking at, figure 4. We're looking at 15 degrees from the vertical. And if you need to bring it closer to the plate, that might help as well.
Okay, copy. Thanks.
Station Houston on Space to Ground 2 for any available crew member and PWD last call.
Houston, station copies. Give us a minute, and we'll let you know.
Yep. And this is a bit of an early heads up. As long as you're done by the timeline, around 15:45, that works for us.
All right. We'll be planning on being done by 15:45.
Thanks. Station Houston for Jack and CQ outlet at your penis.
Houston, Sophie on 2, crew is good for water ops, so you are go for ground commanding for PWT.
Copy, Sophie, we'll put that in place. Station Houston on Space Ground 2 for Jack and crew quarters at your convenience.
Station Jack is on 2.
Hey, Jack. We think that there might be some sort of a bag within the 2-foot keep-out zone bubble, everyone's favorite invisible bubble. So you would know that better than we do, but just wanted to give you a heads up in case you'd like to check. And that's specifically for the...
Sorry, around which keep-out zone?
Yep, the outlet of your crew quarter.
Great. I will check that 2-foot zone and clear it up.
Thank you.
Houston Station on 2, what's the transfer?
Andrew, with you on 2. Excited to be working with you today.
Hello, Houston. I'm ready for what's the transfer, and I have you to number 1517, and this is MK.
That's a good number. In step 3.2, B, the estimated offload time is 26 minutes. And in step 3.3, you are go to continue.
Thanks. 26 minutes, is that correct?
Correct. 26, 26 minutes.
Six, thank you.
The sensation on 2 for EHDC.
Go ahead for EHDC.
Yeah, I saw that we have some support on the ground for this activity. Would they be on 3 or 4? And just letting you know, we also have the Node 1 camera up for them to follow along.
Copy on the Node 1 camera. We'll get that once we get KU back. As far as the comm, we're going to have you stay on 2 just because we don't have as much KU coverage for 3 and 4, and if it gets too crowded, then we'll look at other options.
Hey, copy. We'll stay on 2.
It's Chris on 2 for biomonitor.
Chris, with you on 2.
Hey, I know we had a KU LLS during most of this procedure, but I haven't completed the procedure, but wanted to check in if you wanted anything on camera.
Okay, Chris, since you've done this before and the PD is already engaged with you about a lot of it, there's no need for any camera views or anything today. As long as you have the garment on, we're good.
All right, yep, I got the garment on. I think the headband is working. I remember last time I had a lot of issues with one of the headbands. Everything seems to be okay for now, but I'll let you guys know if I have any problems. But otherwise, it's all down and all nominal. So thank you.
Copy all. Thanks for the update. And our fingers are crossed that the headband works well this time.
Sounds good. My recollection from last time is that one of the headbands just seemed to be totally not working, and my plan will be just to use the working headband for the whole time if that works.
Sounds good to us. Thanks, Chris.
Houston station checks on 2. Looking for a go step 2 of Davenport IMB fan cleaning.
You are go in step 2, and whenever you're ready for us to route the Node 3 video, let us know and we will.
Camera is up and ready. Welcome aboard whenever you are.
All right, we'll make it so.
Houston station 1-2 for water transfer.
Andre, we're with you on 2. You are go in step 6.
Thank you. I am go step 6. Houston station on 2 for water transfer.
Go ahead, Andre. 1 minute to an LOS.
Houston, the colonel falls disconnected from PWG and system bypass valve back to the hydration station.
Copy. Thank you.
Thanks. Station Jax on 2, your go for IMV fan checkout in step 6.1.
Copy, go. Station Houston on Space to Ground 2, PWD and XPWD are go for use.
Station, understand both PWD and XPWD are go for use, or just PWD?
Both PWD and XPWD are go for use. Sorry, just PWD is go for use. XPWD still has other issues.
That's what we're talking. PWD is go. XPWD is still troubleshooting. Thank you, Kevin.
Sensation on 2 for EHDC.
And Jessica, triple jump EVA team is here with you.
No triple jump team. I think we had KU for that, so maybe you guys got to see some of it, but we feel pretty comfortable with that. It's actually, Chris had told me that he and Zena, their experience too, and that it was quite straightforward, especially with that alignment mark. So it seems very doable, and appreciate the good notes on it. I just had a quick question about the gloves. Obviously I don't think I did much to my gloves. These are my backup gloves. You guys want me to do a full set of standard EMU glove photos?
And Jessica, yes, we would like that. Just because we used them, we have to get the whole thing.
Hey, sure, no problem. I'll do that now. One note, I did take pictures of the pins and the cable, and everything looked completely nominal after we were done with our practice. It was a really good note about the, you know, applying that back pressure, because it's interesting. That cable is much easier to be, if you're not completely orthogonal, it's much easier to cross-thread than, you know, most other connectors that we have up here, so that was useful to experience. I did notice the quartz aperture that was on the top side, at least the top being the top relative to how we were standing, if you saw the video. There were like a few small kind of scratches on it. I don't know if that was something that was expected or not. I know that's a no-touch zone, so we definitely did not touch it, but there were some marks on it. I took a few photos as well.
And Jessica, we copy all that. Good news that you were able to successfully get good practice with the WAP cable. And yes, we also knew about the scuff marks on the quartz aperture portion, so thanks for reporting it again, and we are aware of it.
Okay, awesome. Yeah, I'll do the glow photos now and send those down for you guys. Thanks for the support.
Copy, and happy to support today. I'm looking forward to working with both you and Sophie for the EVA.
Oh, are we? Awesome. Thank you. Send Sophie on two for a fruit tree tank.
Sophie, we're with you on two, and I've got the instructions for the R&R whenever you'd like them.
I am ready to copy the instructions.
All right, so probably the easiest thing to look at is to take a look at tomorrow's timeline on Jessica. There's a series of green activities. You're going to skip the first one, the photo TV setup, and start with the one at 16:30 for the pre-treat tank setup. Talk copy.
Okay, activity tomorrow's timeline, 16:30 on Jessica's line.
And actually, one go back, Sophie, since Jack finished up with the camera in Node 3 early, we will have you start with that first activity, the photo TV setup, so you can do the full series of green activities on Jessica's timeline.
Okay, full series of green activities.
And feel free to pull Anil in to whichever aspects you think would be helpful for him to see as works around his timeline.
Thanks.
And then WHC-related, but not for the pre-treat tank, I have the results from your art series guests whenever you would like them.
Yeah, whatever. Maybe at the DPC or, no, whatever you prefer. I don't care. Or daily summary, none of us content.
All right, we'll throw them in.
Maybe it's the most reasonable.
We'll throw them in the daily summary for tomorrow.
Thank you. So from Sophie on two for pre-treat tank.
Go ahead for pre-treat tank.
To do a configuration in step 11, decimal 12, decimal 3 for the flat O-ring and the puck that were both on the RU5 protective cap.
Copy, you can proceed.
Please.
Houston, station on 2 for stowage, step 10.18.
Go ahead, Chris.
Yeah, I think we've unstowed everything that was in the stow track from this 8.0 CTU. There's still a giant piece of foam with two pre-treat tanks in it. The pre-treat tanks, the foam says pre-treat tank, YECA, serial number 2105219 and 2105220. I didn't see these in our stow track, but this is still in that 8.0, so it's not quite empty.
Copy, Chris. We'll check and get back to you. And we're about 2 minutes from a 15-minute LOS, so we may have to get back to you on the other side.
Copy all. I will, we'll keep pressing.
Station Huntsville on 2 for Sophie and SPF cap.
Sophie's with you on 2.
Hey, Sophie, you can trash that cap.
Woo-hoo! Thank you. Will do. And thanks for having such a fast answer.
No problem. Thank you.